Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, "Some of that stuff wasn't junk"? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Great being back with you here on the Junk Refund Show, Thursdays at 3, coming to you live from I-270 in Rockville, Maryland, where we are headed to, as we speak, headed to the scrap metal yard. We're going to talk about scrap metal today and some of the things you can do with scrap metal to make things a little bit better for your life. We literally have some stuff in the back of the truck that we're going to take over there and unload during the show. And we'll tell you a little bit about how the process works and how you can actually make a few bucks by getting some of the junk out of your life and taking it over to a local scrap metal dealer. One of the things you might do is just Google scrap yards or scrap metal near me, and you'll discover the closest place where they will buy, that's right, B-U-Y, the metal from you as you take it over to them. We have done this all over the country. There are scrap metal dealers all over the country. One of the best is Sims Metal. These guys are actually out of Australia, a pretty big company that purchased a company here in Rockville, Maryland, that some of my friends used to own, actually, called Montgomery Scrap Corporation. And so as we go out and pick up junk from people, like we did today, we will get various types of metal thrown into the truck as we load it. And the trick, by the way, in the whole scrap metal thing and how you make business is to get a magnet. Go down to Home Depot or Lowe's or your local drugstore or hardware store, I guess, and just pick up for a few bucks a magnet, any kind of a magnet. When that magnet sticks to the metal, it means it's ferrous metal, that it is regular sheet iron or scrap metal. And the scrap metal folks will buy it from you for right now about 7 to 8 cents a pound. So you need to take 100 pounds of that into them in order to get $7 or $8, right? So that doesn't sound like you're getting rich. But if you walk in there with copper pipe, the magnet will not stick to that copper, and they will buy the copper from you for probably $3.50 a pound, which is better. So hence, there are people out there who make a living taking their pickup trucks out, going down back alleys in, you know, Washington, D.C. and other places, and loading up all kinds of stuff that's metal. That metal stuff includes everything from lawnmowers to dishwashers to appliances to microwaves to file cabinets, anything that's metal. It includes pipes. It includes wire, like extension cords and any kind of wire like that. Ideally, if you find a spool of wire that an electrician did not need to use when they rewired your condo or whatever, and they left it behind, taking in that clean scrap wire, the thicker stuff, is a great way to go to make a few bucks at a scrap metal yard. So we are right now a couple of miles away from Sims Metal. One of the great things about this show is you can just kind of do it from wherever you are. And today we're doing it on the way to the scrap metal yard, hence the topic. So when you go in, and I'll tell you, we've seen people go in there over the years with all kinds of pickup trucks, cars, you know, stuff in the back of their SUV, large trucks where they actually have a crane on the truck. They fill up this big, basically a big dumpster that's on the back of their truck, and they then use the crane to grab the scrap metal, hoist it up over the side, and toss it into the scrap metal yard. From what I understand here in the Maryland area, that stuff gets all separated out. You know, you have to separate the aluminum from the copper, from the stainless steel, etc. And the scrapyard does that and basically bundles it all up, ships it up to Baltimore. And from there, as far as I know, it gets shipped off around the world to various countries, various companies that need metal of some kind. So if you want to make a few bucks kind of quick, go out in your garage and just look for any stuff out there that's metal, and take your magnet with you and start to pile it up in one section of your garage. We typically, if we go in there, you know, on a regular day, might make $100 a day or something off of scrap metal that we turn in to the scrap metal yard. It's all paid in cash, which is great. And it's a great way to actually make a few bucks. You actually get paid to load the metal in the truck, and then you get paid to unload the metal off of the truck. And that's a nice deal. That's better than charging someone to load the truck with furniture and then going to the county dump and having to pay to get it off your truck. This way you get paid twice. So we love the scrap metal guys and gals that work here and around the country as we've gone to various scrap metal dealers, and they've always been really good, really fair, etc. The prices that they pay can vary. We've had people. Hold on just a second. I got some kind of ringing in my ear, and I think I'm creating it myself because of the mapping that I'm doing. There, hopefully that's better. We have people that will pay 4 or 5 cents a pound for metal. We have other places that will pay 7 or 8 cents a pound for metal. There was a time where the local guys here paid 2 to 3 cents a pound. There was also a time where they paid 11 cents a pound. So it depends on what's happening with the price of oil. It depends on what's happening with inflation. It depends on supply and demand for different types of metal and some of the inflationary factors that go into metal. There are people who could tell you about that much better than I, but suffice it to say that the prices will change, but it's a great thing to be able to just load up some stuff, go over to the yard, drop it off, kind of sort it out, and they even help you sort it out, and then whammo, you head home with some cash. So we like that whole concept. We have been in the scrap metal yards where large box trucks have come in, you know, an office box truck where they've just cleaned out somebody's office, and they are tossing out for recycling purposes hundreds of chairs, metal chairs, or dozens of washers and dryers. Maybe an apartment complex just redid all of their washers and dryers, and all the old ones have got to be recycled. The great thing is the scrap metal guys will recycle all of that automatically and pay you for it when you get there. Another thing you can actually make a few bucks on, and this one is pretty widespread if you think about it. Do you know anybody that's got an old car or truck sitting in their driveway or on their side yard that's just been sitting there for years? There are companies like the scrap metal guys that will go out there, and as long as you can get a title to the vehicle, assigned title, they will go out, hook up the car, tow it away, take it back to their scrap yard, and pay you for it. The last time we did this, and keep in mind, we don't have to tow the car in. They do it themselves. But the last time we did it, we got a check or some cash, actually, about $350, which is a nice little gig. And we didn't have to mess around with it at all. We just had to give them the address. They went. They took it, their trucks. They, you know, hooked it up, hauled it off, took it in, and we just got cash. Didn't have to do any of the work. just had to set up the appointment for them. That's a nice deal. So if you know of people who have cars that are just kind of taking up space in their yards or whatever, and they need to get rid of them, that's one way to do it that can make you some money, and you don't have to do any of the work. You do have to make sure there is a signed title in order to make it happen. And in many instances, the people who had the car will get paid for that that transaction. We give about 35% back to the owner of the car whenever we do it, so that they make money as well, and everybody's happy in that scenario. I'm driving by right now another metal place, a place called Rockville Metals. These guys do some cool things. It's another scrapyard about 2 miles from the Sims Metal. The Rockville Metals guys will go in there on a Saturday, and they tend to have Popeye's chicken box lunches for everybody, which is a really cool thing. And you can leave them a tip. They give you a box lunch. They ask you if you want spicy or mild, and you walk out with a box lunch. They also have a soda machine. You can get your soda and ice anytime, plus a popcorn machine. It's just a great idea. This is kind of the Ben and Jerry's ice cream idea that we use, they use in the concept of grab some snacks and treats and stuff while you're here. It's a very good idea and a very clever idea. So we frequently will come away from there on a Saturday, where the other scrapyard is closed on a Saturday. We'll go over to Rockville Metals, a shout out to them as well, and walk out of there probably with a free lunch and with very similar pay for the metals that we turned in. So again, look for and be aware of the scrap metal yards in your area. And if you have even a car, a van, an SUV or whatever, you can start a little business by going out and finding scrap metal around your community and taking it over to the scrap metal yard and turning it in for cash. That's how a lot of these guys are making a living using this scrap yard. One guy is in here almost every time we come. He is here, just uses a pickup truck, works by himself, used to be an executive, I think, in the technology industry, and basically decided to go on his own and do his own thing, and he now hauls scrap metal around right and left. So there you go. It's just another way to make a few bucks, and you don't have a boss, basically. You just do your own thing. So we just pulled in to the scrap metal yard. Technically, they have a rule that you're not supposed to be on a cell phone when you're in here, but these guys, I don't think they know us and they like us. I'm just going to keep kind of telling you the process so that hopefully by the time this show's over, you'll know all things scrap metal. I'm here waiting in front of a large scale. They're going to weigh me in. They'll get the weight of the truck, the weight of myself, and my buddy Warren, who's with me, and the weight of the stuff in the back of the truck. We'll then go empty it, and I'm going to stay with you while we do that. And we will then come back and go across the scale again. They'll weigh us again, and they'll know the net difference, and then that's how they know how much to pay us. Very simple procedure. These are very heavy-duty scales. How are you? So we are. They're going to weigh us up, and we're going to give you a live over-the-radio experience of what it's like to go to a metal scrapyard. Right in front of me right here, a metal bin, a metal trash bin about 5 feet square. That is full of very shiny, I'm going to guess they're aluminum, wheel rims. Those babies can make you a few bucks. It is piled about 6 feet high, and there's probably 50 or 60 wheel rims in there, and those are worth a few dollars, each one of them. So be on the lookout for wheel rims. Many of those are aluminum, and that pays you better than regular metal. Of aluminum, they have piles of, you know, gutters from people's homes where they've changed their rain gutters. They have piles of stainless steel. They have piles of bark shaking out right here, using with big cranes and stuff. And we're going over to a certain area over here where we will dump off the stuff that we have and get it unloaded. So we've come here for years. They know us well. And I never asked him if I could do a radio show live from their spot, but we're just going to take our chances here because I think we'll be fine. And we're going to back up here and take care of this. And I'm just going to walk you through this process as we go. So bear with me, and we'll give you an experience of going to a metal scrapyard. So we are here. I'm going to pop out in the back and walk you through the process of doing this and teach you a little bit about it as we go. First thing is make sure you grab the magnet. And if you do that, you're in good shape because then you can sort out all the stuff that's here. My buddy Warren's going to be doing most of this, so I can talk to you from the phone, and we'll get it done. So I'm looking at car parts that are here, mufflers that people have dropped off, metal shelving that people have dropped off, restaurant equipment that is here, and now a bunch of stuff from our truck. So Warren, grab me those clippers. I'll cut the wires. And we'll get more metal ready for people. There we go. As we go. Another thing that is popular are rotors from brakes. If you know what rotor looks like, big, heavy, round rotor that a thing called a caliper attaches to in the automobile world. And those babies are very heavy. And they make you a few bucks if you take them into a scrap metal yard. We right now have stereo equipment. The guy has, from a job this morning, thrown away some stereo equipment. And we're cutting the wire off the back of the stereo equipment and tossing the stereo equipment. Now, technically, you could look at this, look at the stereo equipment, look it up on eBay, see if it's worth doing anything with. And maybe make a few bucks that way. But our experience tells us that just recycling it here is probably a good move and a good way to go. I am grabbing, as we speak, for those of you that like old projectors, this is a Bell and Howell something, something, I don't know if it's an 8mm projector from years gone by, but it's an old baby. Metal. Okay. We're going to cut. We're going to take part of it apart here. You know what? Let's cut that wire off and let's just get rid of the, cut the wire right there. We'll get rid of the wire. So this is from the home we did this morning. Here's an old movie projector that might make us a few bucks. And we're going to save the aluminum part of it. Let me see here. We've got a bunch of wire coming off this reel that's on here as well. We'll pull that off and save it. And we'll just keep going as we empty this stuff out from the scrapyard or at the scrapyard. A couple other things that are helpful to know about this. Okay, that's good. The more copper you run into, the richer you get. That is kind of the best thing to look for in the scrap world. And when you see some of these guys coming in here with buckets and buckets of copper, you know that a good thing's happening. So, and they're getting rich. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars we've seen people walk away with from the scrap yards. We've got a bucket of metal we're going to dump out. And Warren's testing it for whether it's aluminum or whether it's metallic. And as it sticks to the magnet, it gets tossed. It's a simple procedure. These guys have a very good business when you think about it, because everybody is bringing stuff into them A lot of it, one of my buddies told me once that these guys make a living here because other people overbuy. And it's true that sometimes the excesses that some people have make a living for other people. And that simply is true. There are lots of refrigerators here that have been gutted out. When we bring these in, we can bring them in just as they are. We don't have to, you know, take the Freon out of it or anything like that. We can just bring it in as it is. And what you're looking for is stuff that weighs a few pounds, so you make some money off of the weight of it. We separate all the wire out from the other stuff. We separate the aluminum out. And Warren right now is in the back of the truck just checking everything as he pulls it out to see if it's sticking or not. I'm trying to think of just some couple of specific stories I can tell you from being in here. One of the things that's kind of cool about these guys at Sims Metal is that once a year they throw a luncheon for everybody. And it's a luncheon for all the customers, kind of an appreciation luncheon that is great. We like to take advantage of that, and we appreciate them doing it for us and everybody else, their customers. We're putting all the aluminum in a separate bin right now so we can hang on to it. Warren's doing a great job while I'm sitting here talking on the phone, and we're going through this truck. Feel free to call in, by the way, if you have any questions about scrap metal and whether something can make you a few bucks. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. We have a small, what do we call this, a wine cellar we just picked up that doesn't work. We're going to get rid of this, cut the wire off the back, and toss it. This thing is about a foot and a half by 3 feet high. And it's regular metal, so it'll get recycled. We're pulling off a metal rocking chair we just picked up in Northwest D.C. It'll get recycled. We picked up a light fixture. That's going to get, I don't know what we got in here. That baby is some kind of a box that's got some stuff in it. We picked up a light fixture. That's going to get recycled. It's easy to tell the stuff that is metal, and we're always pulling out the wire to set it aside separately from this other stuff. And that'll make us a few bucks. By the time we're done, we'll be able to give you a total of what we made on this trip and give you an example of just how this works in our business. Cardboard box full of metal goes tossed back in the truck. We'll take it elsewhere. And we got something in here that I'm going to cut up and see if we can discover what we got here. So, another thing that's critical in this business, a good pair of snippers or clippers that you get at a hardware store that can cut wire with. Big truck next to me just dumped a bunch of crap, and that's what you just heard behind me. Let's see what we got here. Anyway, we are pulling out as we speak. That is not metal. I'll toss that back in. That's wood, it looks like. You can hear, and it's going to get louder because this guy's got pretty big stuff in his trailer. He's dumping it right next to us, and it's going to get louder as we go. We have a backing of television that was going away, recycling the back of it. That one is gone. And we just throwing off more metal as we go here. Look around the house, look in the garage, look, you know, for old appliances, you know, the old toaster, stuff like that. Can go to a scrap metal yard. Old washers and dryers, old pipes, old stereo equipment, all that stuff is legit to go to a scrap metal yard. So, here we go. Box full of something. All metal. Just got recycled. Pipes coming off. Just got recycled. I don't know how many tons of stuff these guys do every day, but it's a bunch. And they do a great job with it, too. And it's just another way to be green and to keep track of stuff and recycle stuff that should not go to a landfill. So we just got a spool of wire that... bunch of wire here, and one of the things they don't like to do, they don't like the spools. They want you to pull the wire off the spools. So I am standing here just pulling off wire from this spool, white wire, which is going to make us a few bucks, taking it off the spool, and actually having some fun with this. So wire is big, and you get your hands on some wire, you'll make some money. And it's a great way to make a few bucks on the side. I had a girlfriend who came out one time, more than once, to just work with me and do some jobs. And it was a way to help make some money for her. Every time we came into the scrapyard, we gave her the money from the scrapyard. Sometimes she walked out with a couple $100. Sometimes she walked out with $50. But whatever it was, when we came in, we gave her the money, and she loved it. And it was fun for me because it was a quick, easy way to help her make a few dollars, and that put a smile on her face. Got a great story that I'm going to tell you later in the show that involved one of the most charitable acts that I've ever seen anybody do in my life, and it had to do with a metal scrapyard. But I'll get back to you with that one later in the show and tell you how that worked. But a hats off salute to a fabulous guy that did an amazing thing for me personally a few years ago that literally stunned me when it happened, and it had to do with a metal scrapyard. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite our producer, Don, to take a break here, like in another minute or so, another couple of minutes. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll keep undoing the stuff here at the metal scrapyard. We'll keep telling you what's going on. We'll tell you a couple of stories, if you can hear us over the noise going on in the background. Tell you a couple of stories of things that have happened here in the yard and the money that's been made. It would have been helpful to some other people. So... as soon as I hear from Donald or Doug in my ear, from Don, we'll take a quick break and give us a minute to even regroup and keep throwing some stuff off here while we're busy at Sims Metal in Rockville, Maryland, making a few bucks recycling some stuff in the midst of all the noise. So you're listening to the Junk Refund Show, coming to you live from the scrapyard in Montgomery County, Maryland. And we'll be back with you here in about 60 seconds. Thanks.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Thank you. All right, you're back with the Junk Refund Show. We try to make this interesting every week, folks, and today we're coming to you from the scrap metal yard in Rockville, Maryland, where there is, you can probably hear it, there's noise going on around because metal, not surprisingly, is not a quiet thing you deal with. It makes a little noise. So we're unloading a truck from this morning. All that stuff up there is aluminum up on top, Warren. My buddy Warren is unloading the truck while I'm here doing the show. We have a this is another thing you want to look for. We have a 4 brass lamp that is here. That's going to make us a few bucks. In terms of the stuff that is the most valuable when you come to a scrapyard, it starts with regular metal. It goes up to aluminum. Okay, that's tossed. Goes up to regular metal, or from regular metal, up towards pure copper, like copper pipe. It's the best stuff that you want. Warren's telling me, make sure I stand off the side so he doesn't hit me with some of this metal that he's throwing off. We've got aluminum crutches here. You know the crutches, right? Those are made of aluminum. They'll pay you more for aluminum than they will for regular metal. So if you got a pair of crutches lying around the house, take them to a scrap metal yard along with all your other metal and wire, and you'll get paid for it. He's separating, you know, the patio tables, patio furniture that people have outside. Some of that is made of aluminum, and if you take out the glass, the plastic tabletop, then the rest of it is generally aluminum and can be sold to a scrap metal yard. He just tossed off a small, still an upright vacuum. And I think this might be like a floor shampooer or something. We just cut all the wire, the extension cord off of that vacuum, tossed the vacuum, are holding on to the rest of it. So we are now getting to the point, as Warren's doing a great job here, we're getting to the point where the stuff that's left on the truck is not regular metal. It's wire, it's aluminum, it's brass. I don't know that we have much copper on this load, which is too bad, but them's the breaks, like they say. Tools like pitchforks and hoes and rakes that have the metal part on the end, those are fair game. You can toss those off as well. And all you need to do to make yourself a pro in the metal industry, in the scrap metal industry, is just get a magnet. And if use that magnet to test the metal. If it sticks to the item, it's metallic. If it doesn't stick to the item, but it's still some kind of metal, then you take it to a different part of the scrapyard, which we'll do here shortly, and they will weigh up the aluminum, the brass, any copper, any wire, all of that will get weighed up, and we will... Hey, Warren? Did you test that? Test that. Okay, all right, Bon. All right, you got it. All right, boss, you got it. He just threw off some pipe that I thought was aluminum. Turns out it's metal, so he knows what he's doing. He's doing a good job. So we will go around the first time here, and we will find out how much of our load was just straight up metal. Then we'll go over to what's called the small scale, and we'll weigh up all the wire, all the aluminum, all the brass, by the different type of metal and stuff that we have. And as we do that, they will then compute that in a separate place, and they'll end up paying us more. And then when we're done, if we time this just right, we can tell you how much we got from each of the different components of this trip to the scrapyard. And you can kind of experience a trip to the scrapyard live as we experience it live here today. And that's kind of the way we roll here. As we, I think, wrap up this first part, we will be done here shortly. We have a very nice snowblower, red-colored snowblower. We're going to leave that on. Yeah, that we think we can resell. We picked that up the other day, so we're not going to toss that off. If it was busted or broken, we would throw it out right here. But we're going to leave it on and try to do something else with it. Warren's still doing his thing, checking out different types of metal. See if we're going to leave it on the truck or throw it off. And he's doing a great job. This is possibly the easiest trip in 20 years I've ever made to a scrapyard because I don't have to do anything. I just sit here and talk on the phone while somebody else goes through this process, which, frankly, I kind of like. We might do all the radio shows in the scrapyard in the future. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, in the meantime, the truck is getting emptied now. There's no metal left on here except some aluminum and some other things that we're going to take and dispose of. We just got a little brass wheel from one of these old pieces of furniture that we hauled away from somebody's house, and on the bottom of the furniture, like one of these little kitchen island kind of things, there were brass wheels. Here's a bucket of wire. We've got a couple of buckets of wire now that we're going to turn in. One thing that you should be aware of, the TV cable wire, the white TV cable wire that they use, is not something that they buy at a scrapyard. There's not enough wire in it to do anything, so they won't buy that. So just be aware of that. But we have here a bucket, like a Home Depot bucket, full of speaker wire, wire that would connect a DVD to an amplifier, to a TV, whatever, all that kind of wire is here. We'll sell that to these guys as well. That's it? Okay. And we're now going to go to part two of this live at the scrapyard adventure and weigh in the truck. And we'll see, and I'll tell you here in a few minutes, how many pounds of straight-up metal we had. And then we'll go to the other part and weigh the rest of the stuff. And we'll tell you how much we have of the rest of the stuff. By the time we're done, you will have been to the scrapyard without getting dirty, which is kind of what we're all about. So we're back in the truck. It is, how hot is it? 90 degrees? 90 degrees, and Warren's in the back of a box truck throwing crap off, doing a great job. And first thing we did hopping in the truck was, yes, you guessed it, turn on the air conditioner. So we're now headed back to the same scale. So far, they haven't kicked me off the phone, and they were nice guys here. But we'll go back here. We'll hand them the first sheet that they gave us, which has our initial weight. Our initial weight was 9,320 pounds. That's what we weighed when we came in. So we're now going to go back on this big, long scale. It'll weigh us a second time, and it will compute for us how much metal we just threw off. There you go. Yes, we're going to go to the small scale. Sorry I'm on the phone, but this one's kind of important. Yeah, I'll take a bottle of cold water. Yes, thank you. Great, I tell you. They treat us like, and they treat everybody like gold. Thank you. Uno, dos. Thank you. There you go. We just got some really cold bottles of water. So it pays to go to the scrapyard, especially if it's hot. That's one of the points. I really want to tell you this story. I'll probably tell you this great story I got for you just before, while Warren's doing all the stuff at the small scale. And I'll tell you about this in just a second. That sound you hear in the background is the truck telling me that my seatbelt's not put on, but I don't care about that right now. So we're just going to let that go off. So because there are different types of metal, brass, copper, the orange-colored stuff, the gold-colored stuff, the copper, the brass, that's the best stuff. That's what you're looking for. The shiny silver stuff is stainless steel. The dull-colored silver stuff is probably regular metal. And the way you tell the difference between all of it is to just buy a cheap, inexpensive magnet and test the metal. And it will tell you really quickly what's metal and what's not. So we're pulling up here to now take all the stuff out of the back, throw it in a bin, and take it over to the small scale where they will separate it for us, weigh it individually, and tell us what it's worth. We weighed 9,100 pounds when we went across the second time. So the first time we have given them 220 pounds of metal at a price of 8 cents a pound, comes out to about 17 bucks, which isn't a ton, right? That's not a lot of money for 200 pounds of metal. Compare that 17 bucks to what we're about to get from a much less weight of wire and brass and some other stuff. And it'll be interesting to compare the two numbers when we're done, and you'll get a sense of just how valuable some of this other stuff is compared to regular metal. So we're headed over there now. Bear with me here, and we'll grab a little bin. We'll empty the bin, get the stuff out of the truck, put it in a bin, take the bin over to these guys, and off we go with them. Great guy named Dan who is here, who does a terrific job for us as well. So let me launch into a quick story that you just have to hear about, because this is really amazing. Had a really good buddy a number of years ago that loaned me some money for my business, about $15,000, just a personal loan, where I was at a point where I needed some cash to help out with some stuff. He loaned me 15 grand. And about 6 months after he loaned me this, I still hadn't made any payments back to him, but I go to church with him. He's in a separate congregation, but we meet in the same building. His congregation meets about an hour after ours does. So I knew that I would pretty much see him every week at church. And after 6 months of not getting anything paid back to him, I thought, you know, I got to do something about this and start to make some payments. So I decided that every other time that I came into the scrapyard, I would take whatever I made and put it in a white envelope on the dashboard of my truck. And then I would just drive the truck, a pickup truck, to church. And I would take the envelope out and I would just give it to him. And if I got a bunch of money, great. Hundreds of dollars, great. It went in the envelope. And I did it every other time. I didn't pick and choose. I just, sometimes there wasn't a lot in there for what we had just unloaded. Sometimes there was $100, but whatever it was, I just put it in the envelope. Over the course of 6 months, I took him money. If I went to church and he wasn't there, I left the envelope in the truck and just went in the next week and tried to catch him the next week. And the amount of money that he would get would be large. That's what I did. And I did it for 6 months. So 1 week, as I went back in, and he always was very complimentary. He always thanked me. He always appreciated what I was giving him, even though sometimes it was a thick envelope, sometimes it was not a thick envelope. At least it was something. And one time I went to church, I forgot the envelope. I left it in the front on the dash of my truck. I went in. He was there. I went, oh, crap, just a second. I got something for you. And I went back, and I grabbed the envelope. And I went into church, and I gave it to him. And every time, he would look at me, and he'd say, you're a really good man. And I kind of thought, well, really, I'm kind of a scumbag, because you should have been paid back sooner, but at least we're trying. Warren's now got everything in this big metal bin, and we're going to take it over to the guys here and have them weigh it up. So one time, I walked in, gave him the envelope, and he surprised me and he said, wait a minute, I got something for you. And I wasn't expecting that. And he walked over in the foyer of the church to his briefcase and he pulled out a big white envelope. He goes, here you go. And he hands me this white envelope, thick white envelope. And I opened up the envelope and inside it was jammed with cash. And I said, what's this? He said, that's all the money you've given me in the last 6 months. I said, for what? He said, I just want you to know I appreciate your efforts to pay off the loan. You're a really good guy, and you deserve this. I wanted you to have all the money back, and the balance of your loan is paid off. And I was shocked. I was stunned. I didn't know what to say. I went into the foyer to give him more money, I came back not only with that money, but $1,500 in an envelope, cash, the same cash I had given him. He hadn't taken any of it. He hadn't spent any of it. He just collected it, and 6 months later, he gave it all back to me. And then he said, and by the way, balance of your loan is paid off too. And I said, well, you're the creditor. I guess it's your call. And he said, yes, it is my call, and your debt's paid off, and you don't owe me anything. Now, you kind of wish every person on the planet would have an experience like that at some time in their life, but because most people won't, I'm telling you my story so you can kind of live it through my experience. That's the kind of guy that you want to have as a friend. And I went home from church that day, not only believing in, you know, charity and that there are great people out there who help other people out, but I had a $15,000 debt paid off and forgiven by the creditor because he appreciated my efforts to try to pay it off over the last 6 months. So if you have somebody that you owe money to, a big amount, a little amount, whatever it might be, just making an effort to pay something can really help your cause. In this case, just making an effort to get 10% of it paid back to him covered the entire balance, which I didn't expect. And I walked out of church that day with $1,500 cash in my pocket and a $15,000 debt forgiven, because that was what he wanted to do. I didn't ask him to do that. That was his choice. Now, that's the kind of people that are out there. We're going to take, again, a real quick break here. We've got about 12 or 13 minutes left. I want to try and get the rest of this metal weighed up and tell you how much we're going to make off of it, and then you'll have the whole story. So in about 30 seconds or so, we'll have our producer, Don, just come in and do another commercial break real quick. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com, which stands for, given these guys that founded it are two twin brothers with golden voices themselves, BBS in my book stands for Brother Brother Studs, because they both are. And you're listening to bbsradio.com. We'll come back in just a minute after a quick break, and we'll give you the last 10 or 11 minutes of our trip to the metal scrapyard. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We are here on the Junk Refund Show at Sims Metal, a wonderful scrap metal facility in Rockville, Maryland, in what's called the small scale area, which is where we take all of the non-metal metals. I guess that's a way to say it. Maybe it's the non-ferrous metals or something. Anyway, all of the wire, all of the aluminum, all of the brass, all of the copper comes here to a separate place, as the scrap metal guys will separate that out and will ship it off to, what I understand, China and India and some other places that need this stuff. So I am just wheeling up with my phone in one hand, my hand on this big bin that weighs about 200 pounds. It's now up on the scale. And my man, Dan, who's a good buddy of mine, is going to sort through it, weigh up all the different metals, and then he's going to give me a total or a summary at the end. I'm just seated on one of these big cement blocks, as Dan does his magic and works through all the stuff that we just gave him. He's got a big green metal bin on rollers. There is a couple of guys ahead of us that have a big black construction bag full of wire. They're having weighed up. I think they have a car here on the back of this car. Get this, it says, and I'm not making this up, there's a little bumper sticker on their back that says, "Faith, through it, all things are possible." And another one on the opposite side of the car that says, "Pray more and worry less." Somebody's got a couple of good statements here on the back of their car. So Dan is going through our container of stuff here, pulling out the brass from the aluminum and separating it. If he's not sure, he takes a file and scrapes the metal with the file. The color of the scrape that he'll see will tell him what kind of metal it is that we're turning in. He's already pulled all the wire out of that. He's pulling out the aluminum from the old Bell and Howell projector is in there. He's pulling out a large curtain rod that is aluminum. He's separating all of this kind of the, what we'll call the dirty aluminum, pair of medical walking, you know, supports that an elderly person would use, pulling out the crutches and separating all this stuff so that he can weigh it and pay us according to what it's all worth. This is kind of fun to watch because I don't have to do anything. We just hauled it all over to him, and he'll now weigh it all up and tabulate how much we get from each of these different things. The question is going to be pretty simple, and I already know the answer. Are we going to make more money off of the few pounds of wire and aluminum and brass than we made off of 200 pounds of regular metal? And the answer is going to be yes, because you get paid more per pound for this other stuff. He's already weighed up the what we'll call the clean aluminum, and he's now throwing the kind of the dirty aluminum, the crutches, the Bell and Howell movie projector casing and stuff back in, tabulating the additional weight so that he's classifying each of it. Then he'll get to the wire. We've got a tall white garbage can of wire. Some of that wire is very good. He's looking at that right now. Some of that is really good stuff that, let me see that stuff right there? Yeah, I just want to make sure you saw that. We've got some really good high-quality wire, a big spool of it in the bottom. I just want to make sure he saw that because they'll pay us more for that than they will for regular extension cords or other type of wire. So he's pulling that out right now, separating it, because it's a higher quality wire than speaker wire or this other stuff. So that little suggestion made us a few extra dollars. We'll get paid at a higher rate for that. So if you know any electricians that have a bunch of wire sitting around their home, or if you have friends that have an electrical supply shop, or if you have friends that are plumbers that have retired recently, you know, and might have water heaters sitting around in their garage or backyard, or, you know, copper pipe or copper wiring sitting around everywhere, make those guys and gals your friends, because that stuff that's sitting around is worth a few bucks. I have lately been taking the cash that I get from these trips to the scrap metal yard and going over to a bank and basically paying down a credit card. So it's kind of amazing how fast you can pay something down when every day you're getting cash that you can take to the ATM and just pay off part of your bill. So a lot of good things that happen when you come into a scrap metal yard. The best is, of course, that you come in with a bunch of stuff, and a few minutes later you walk out with cash in your hands. Dan has gone inside a little facility here where he's going to drop off the brass and some of the other stuff to put it in the right area. He's going to give me the empty buckets back right now. I'm going to take those, and he'll weigh the buckets to make sure that he subtracts that weight off of the total weight that he was paying us. And then I'll take those buckets back and throw them in the truck. He'll keep doing his, thanks, Dan, he'll keep doing his magic with what he's doing here. I brought Dan a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts on his birthday just for fun. And I like to bring into the scrap yard, because these guys have been so good to us, over the years. I like to bring in some snacks every once in a while. Sometimes some of the small Ben and Jerry's ice cream containers that you can get at the grocery store for like a dollar. Sometimes I'll bring some of those in and just give them out to the workers here just for fun. But it never hurts to make a few friends along the way and give back to people like my buddy whose story I told you earlier when I went into church thinking that it was time to pay him another $100 towards a $15,000 debt. He told me that the debt was paid off and gave me $1,500 back that I had been paying him over about a 6-month period of time. So it pays to go to church. It pays to do your best to pay off a debt. And sometimes you'll get a surprise that you weren't expecting and your net worth will jump 15 grand just because you showed up at church trying to pay somebody off. This heavy wire, this spool of wire that I just brought to his attention looks like it's going to weigh 12 pounds. And he's just double checking to make sure we got everything. He's going to print out a little piece of paper. And that piece of paper is going to tell me how much we got from this second trip to the scrapyard, basically with all of this, what we call small scale stuff. We're doing it just in the nick of time, too, because these guys close in about 2 minutes. And Dan's got it already. Does a fabulous job. I've known him for years and appreciate all the good work that he's done over the years, helping us out and hundreds of other customers that he has in here. You're the best. Thank you, man. So from the here's the tally real fast. We just dropped off 86 pounds of other stuff that's not metal, and they're about to pay us $44 for it. We dropped off 200 pounds of regular metal, and we got $17 for it. We're getting almost triple from the little stuff with much less weight what we got from the big stuff with the bulk of the weight. So I'll end the show by just saying, keep your eyes out for the little stuff. It's the little stuff that pays off, whether you're walking into church to pay off a debt or whether you're at a metal scrapyard turning in some wire. Little stuff turns into big stuff really quick. We'll see you next week on the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com. Thanks and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.